Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 30th day of May, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, it's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? Even entry level, when I say entry level, $500 or less is better than no night vision at all. So if you can't afford professional grade night vision, that might cost $2,000 or $3,000 or more $1,000. Don't hesitate to buy what you can afford right now while you can get it. I assure you that if and when there's some kind of long-term or even short-term crisis, you're not going to be getting a night vision. It's simply not going to happen. So your prepper tip of the day is to encourage you to get some night vision, get a night vision scope. If you can only buy one piece of equipment, it would be a night vision scope for your weapon. A good place to go shopping for those things would be opticsplanet.com. Great educational material there also, opticsplanet.com. And get what you can afford and get it now. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. I met Command Sergeant Major Dan Page about 31, 32 years ago. We became friends rather quickly, and we remained friends all these years. And I recall it would have been about 20 years ago, Dan, that you were the with my old outfit from Vietnam, the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion in St. Louis, and I would have been about 50 years old enough to be the father of many of your young troopers. And I offered to you were expressing to me your concern about the physical fitness or lack thereof of these young men and women, 20, 25, 30 years old, easily young enough to be my child. And I offered to come down there and outperform them in all the physical fitness parameters. And you told me something, and if I can summarize your words, Dan, it won't work. They can't be humiliated. Is that pretty close to what you said, Dan? Good morning, sir.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, John, Well, you brought back a lot of memories, let me tell you. On my last deployment, North Africa, I was mildly ostracized for using strong language. It wasn't profanity or anything like that, but I was told you can't demean the troops. And I didn't think I was. I thought I was just correcting their negative behavior, but that's the way that it is. So, yes, you're correct.
There's been a sea change. When I was 19 years old, if a man old enough to be my father could outperform me in physical activity, I would be humiliated, I would be ashamed, I would be embarrassed, and I would do everything I could to at least get equal to the performance of a man more than old enough to be my father. Something's really changed in our society, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has. Well, let me give you what I'm saying now. I'm in my 60s now. In my last deployment, I was in my 50s, and you know, you have to do an APFT every 6 months. That's run 2 miles in the Army, 3 miles in the Marine Corps, push-ups, set-up. And I did my 2 miles in 16 and a half minutes, okay?
Okay.
I think there was only two people in their 20s and 30s that took me, and I was in my late 50s, mid-50s, and I did my last APFT, I think, 1642. Now, for a guy in his 50s, that's not bad. When you have a 22 or 24-year-old who cannot do that, something's terribly wrong. Plus the fact that soldiers today are extremely overweight, much, much more. Males can have no more than 23% body fat, I think, now. Women used to be able to have 50%. They now can have 37% body fat. So they're much heavier than they want. Than their Vietnam War veteran and their Korean War veteran and World War II. Much, much heavier and much, much more overweight.
Well, that translates into performance in the field. I know typically in Afghanistan, a man would go into the field, or and still does, with about 100 pounds of supplies and equipment. And women simply aren't going to do that. I mean, it's simply not going to happen, is it?
Well, you know, there's what they're doing now. This has been my experience. I cannot speak for every unit because they all have different mission requirements, which means they carry different weight and things like that, okay? Now, that said, when I was over there, the body armor that we carried in the vest weighed somewhere between 35 to 47 pounds. That's just the vest now. Then you get into the weapon, and that weighs somewhere between 7 to 8 pounds, depends on what you got. And then you get into the backpack and the necessary equipment, but you can be up to 80 to 100 plus pounds. Now, it's not logical to expect a 130-pound woman or a 40-pound woman to carry that kind of weight. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And, John, all over the world, because I've been all over the world, they're laughing at us. They're saying,
oh, yeah.
What are you people doing? What are you doing? And just one other thing, then I'll shut up for a minute. A man cannot come into the military less than 5'2". But we've got 4-foot women in the military. Some of them weigh 200 pounds, I think, and other ones only weigh 80 pounds. What's going on here?
Right. Well, I wasn't aware that a 5'2" man could enlist in the Army, but I know they're not allowed in West Point. A 5'2" man is not allowed in West Point, are they?
Well, that's no longer the case.
They changed it.
Well, no. Well, what they've done is, John, you just had, if you just read the paper, they had, you know, I used to be a duration NCO at West Point for a senior drill instructor position. Because I used to be a senior drill instructor there. And what they've done is now they've changed the physical requirements and the academic requirements for people of color. They're now using a score, what they call a life skill aptitude test to get in. It's based, your part of your grade to get in there is what you've done with your life, not your academic background, but your life skill. And for women, when I was a drill instructor there, the women just simply could not perform to the level of the man. As a matter of fact, they have what they call their war week, which is in the summer. That's where they do their military thing. We had to remove the backpacks from them because they simply couldn't do it. But as of right now, as I understand it, the basic load in the Army was 55 pounds. They have now reduced that down to 30 pounds. Now, I do arm curls with 35 pounds, okay? So keep that in mind.
Right.
But they're down to 30 pounds now, and the regulation did read a woman can only do one-third her body weight or 35 pounds. Whichever is less. Now, what they're doing is they've lowered the physical fitness standards for the males so that the women can compete because it's a form of demeaning them. If you outperform them to that level, it's a form of demeaning them. Now, secondly, is that you now have women infantry commanders, but they are not required to lead their troops in force marches or at double time in PT because they cannot keep up with them. And Ranger School is all the same thing, too. They have two different standards, one for the males and one for the women, and that's throughout the military now.
Well, there's various conferences among NATO, and I'm sure you've been to some of these NATO conferences of NATO military people, and it must be rather humiliating to go to one of these and have your counterparts from England and Germany and so forth making fun of your military because of what we're doing to be politically correct. It must be a bit humiliating.
Yes, it is. When I was in I want to go back to the Balkans. You know, the Balkans mission was broken down into sectors. You had the English sector, you had the British sector, the American sector, the Russian sector, and so forth. And the 10th PSYOP that I was assigned to, we were strap hanging to the 3rd Infantry Division over there, and it was absolutely bad. I mean, I really had a hard time with this. First off, the women had a bun rolled up behind their head, and it just goes on and on from there. In the Army, the regulation says that you have to have at least an inch between cots for men. But yet we had these tents for women, a GP medium, a GP small, which is typically a command tent for the first sergeant, his commander,
right,
or sergeant major,
right.
The commander.
It's a 16 by 16 foot tent, isn't it? Command.
Right,
16
right.
By 16,
but you only had
right.
one. You had one woman in there because the Army requires them to have more space than the man does. Now again, this is dated information. This is 20 years ago. But I just left the service about 7 years ago, and some of those regulations are still in place. It just does not work. Plus, you have to give a woman a shower every 72 hours. You must do that. I mean, there's no argument on that. But a man can go indefinitely without a shower. So it's really, really bad.
Well, all this is comes from the top. It came from career women in the Army who wanted to further their careers. And of course, in the Army, it's very difficult to achieve high rank unless you've got a combat command somewhere in your portfolio to demonstrate you've been able to do that. So this was pushed by women at the top and their friends in Congress, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. It's being endorsed by the effeminate male. You just had a female took over Special Operations Command, and you
really?
Can tell by looking.
Are you serious? You're not making this up.
No. I'm dead. No, as a matter of fact, she had took it over a couple years ago, and I think they just had a change of command on this. Okay, and I happen to have some privy to this. She's never ever led her soldiers at all. She's physically unable to get out there with SOCOM soldiers and do anything. Now, they just had a change of command down at Fort Leavenworth, and they got a new post commander down there who's a female, okay? She cannot physically keep up with those young soldiers down there. Now you and I both know that a young man comes in and wants to be challenged, but he's
That's
not
right.
going to be challenged anymore because the female simply cannot keep up with the man. Now, that said, you're witnessing in the news today that the transgender males are tearing the female athletes' system apart. So what's going on? But yet women are the biggest supporters of this. And if the woman cannot compete with the transgenders in the athletic sports programs, what makes them think they're going to be able to do this in combat day after day? It's we're going down the wrong road on this.
Well, we are, and if our enemies, if the communists are not actively supporting us behind the scenes, they're certainly cheering it on, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I can remember serving, and I've told you about this when I was serving with the Russians at MND North at Eagle Base up there in Tuzla. And, they absolutely were hee-hawing us. I mean, they're a very old culture. Chinese are a very old culture. And they are just laughing at us because if women are so strong and so powerful, why do we need all these domestic violence abuse laws? Why do we need to give them preferential treatment? Why do men in the military have to have real short hair, but women can have their little bun up behind their neck? You know, it's totally discriminatory toward man. But the Russians, it's my opinion, this is just me, that we have a communist element within our elected representatives from every level that is undermining the security and national defense operations in this country. And they're cloaking it in political rhetoric. That's just my opinion now.
They're cloaking it in politically correct rhetoric. Dan, there's a gentleman, he's from New Zealand. His name is Trevor Loudon. It's Lima Oscar Uniform Delta Oscar November. Trevor Loudon, he's done an excellent DVD, a documentary DVD, titled Enemies Within, where he documents and provides evidence of more than 80 men and women who are serving as U.S. senators and United States House of Representatives and Congress that are, in fact, either outright communists or support the communist cause. Now, I don't know how many of them, these men and women serve on the House Armed Services Committee or the Senate Armed Services Committee, but I suspect there's probably some on each. And that's where the rubber meets the road in terms of congressional influence on the armed services, isn't it?
That's correct. Would you mind if I give the U.S. codes for treason and sedition?
United States Code Title what?
it's 18 U.S.C. 2384 for treason. For sedition, it's 18 U.S.C. 2384, and for advocating the overthrow of the government, 18 U.S. Code 2385. Now, John, the reason I bring this up is because these people are hiding or masking their activities under political rhetoric. Would you mind if I give a book that's very, very good on this?
Let's do that. I'm ready to copy. Go ahead.
Okay. This is called, now the main title is the 5,000-year leap.
Okay.
The 5,000-year leap by W. Cleon Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N.
Right.
He wrote it in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And the second the undertitle is A Miracle That Changed the World. Okay, do I need to repeat any of this now?
Say again, spell Skolson's last name, please.
It's Sierra K. King, Oscar Union, Sierra Echo November.
Okay.
Now the reason I bring this treason up to you, if you read his book, anything that undermines the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of any state that takes away their sovereignty and their self right to rule and the ability to defend themselves, they can be charged with either treason, sedition, or advocating the overthrow of the United States or the state by subversive methods.
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Good luck on that.
Well, now keep in mind that any state prosecutor can bring charges against any political representative, but they won't do that. And the reason they won't do that, John, is because I've talked about this, I think, with you last week.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We have a break right now. We'll be back after the break. No. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Thursday, the 30th of May. We got open lines if you want to give us a call. Well, not open lines. We got Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, and we are taking questions and comments about the topic of the day, which is the U.S. military and related matters. The call number is 800-313-9443. I should remind everybody, we are going on a cruise. If you've been thinking about it, pondering it, we've got basically 4 weeks to make up your mind and get signed up for my Caribbean cruise. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Dan, I recall when I had my first radio show in St. Louis back in the mid-90s, I interviewed the author of a book. He was active duty military, I believe a major, maybe a lieutenant colonel, who wrote a book about the dangers of integrating females into the Corps as opposed to having a separate outfit for them where they could perform with honor and distinction in the medical corps. Integration of females into the core of the Army and the problems that was creating. It basically destroyed his career when he went public, and all officers found it up pretty quick that if they wanted to have a career, a paycheck, and a pension, keep your mouth shut and do your job and don't make waves. Right, sir?
That's absolutely correct. I can only tell you that I had a somewhere between a 35 to 38 year career in the military, half which was active duty because of repeated deployments. And I can tell you, when we were being deployed to Africa, we have to go through certain training in order to be deployed. And one of the things we found out was that the women could not carry the gurneys in case some of our guys went down. They would put the women off by themselves because they simply could not carry the men. And the average men in our unit at that time, which was a special operations unit, we weighed somewhere between 180 to 210 pounds. And you had women there that was very petite and some that was overweight. And, John, they simply could not carry the gurneys off the battlefield. They simply cannot move you. They simply do not have the muscle mass. And let me give you just a very brief thing on this. Women's heart rate traditionally is higher than that of a man. And when they get hit with a round, they will bleed out very, very quickly, much faster than a man. Secondly, they don't have the lung capacity for carrying that kind of weight. And then you get into the emotional side of it, which they don't want to hear, but it is. And they don't have, men have a lot more muscle mass. So it simply does not make sense to do what we are now doing. And I want to go back to this West Point question, if I could.
Sure, please.
About, they had 34 women of color graduate from West Point. And I still got some connections in the military, and I can tell you that West Point did not hold them to the same standards as they did a Caucasian male. That's not my opinion. That is a known fact, that they come in under a whole separate rules to get in there. And that's not what made America great. What made America great was standards. And even the good Lord believes in standards. He says Jesus is the way. That is a standard. And we are throwing our standards out the window. And this goes back to my belief that our elected representatives are committing treason because they are undermining the sovereignty of the United States, and they're destroying the military. Anything that negatively affects good order and discipline is not to be permitted, and they're doing this on purpose because these women are not going to be able to perform. They can't even lead their troops in a PT formation. How are they going to lead them in combat?
I've jokingly got a new standard for being an officer candidate at West Point, Dan. You have to be able to open a jar of pickles before you can be a cadet at West Point.
Well, you know, I spoke. You know, as a duration
issue. Do you know very many adult women who can open a jar of pickles?
No.
Without doing something on top, you know, above and beyond the normal opening procedure?
No, they always pass the jar to a male.
Well, that would be a good standard. Dan, a young captain, he was young at the time, Special Forces captain, he had that I served with when I was with the 12th group. He was at West Point as a cadet in the mid-70s. He was an upperclassman when the very first female cadets showed up.
Right.
Now, they did a nationwide search. Of course, they still do this. In fact, they recruited a young lady from my hometown recently. They did a nationwide search to find the top 18-year-old females, top athletes, top scholars to be this freshman class at West Point. So they show up, and they're all enthusiastic and pumped up full of vim and vigor and ready to go. And they get to the point where they have to do the manual of arms with the M14, which includes inspection arms. Dan, not a single of these athletic 18-year-old women could do inspection arms, not one of them. And we'll continue this after the break. Hold that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Company! Oh, like,
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Thursday, the 30th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's some interesting things you'll find there, such as open source intelligence, if you want to get up to date on what's going on with geopolitical matters. This section is written by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent, U.S. Army counterintelligence agent, and this is his hobby. He's now retired. This is his hobby. You can get lots of great updates there. Right next to that is the notice for my Caribbean cruise coming up. You've got 4 weeks to make up your mind. Then it's too late, because we have to get all the reservations made by the 4th of July. No later than that. That's a drop-dead date. And last but not least, the Energy Planner. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, well, give yourself an Energy Planner. You want to sleep well at night, like I do, give yourself an Energy Planner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them, they vary in price depending on what you want, twin size, full, queen, king, California king, and so forth. I have a toll-free order line for the Energy Planner. That's 800-592-9543. Dan, before we were interrupted there, these young women, the most athletic 18-year-old women in the United States, because typically they've been champions in cross country and volleyball, softball, and so forth at West Point. Not a single one could do manual of arms with the M14. So we have a quandary. We have the commandant requiring all cadets do the manual of arms. We have Congress requiring that the women be there. We can't change Congress. We can't change what the commandant wants. We got these young women are as strong and as athletic as an 18-year-old woman could possibly be. That's number three. There's only one thing left. That's the rifle. They took the M14s for the women, took them to the armory, had the armor remove the springs, cut them down to make them weak enough so the women could overcome the strength of the spring, and issued those special rifles to the women. Of course, they were no longer rifles. They were only display pieces that looked like rifles. Now, that was more than 40 years ago. And today, when the cadets are on the field at West Point on the 30th day of May, 2019, with their M14s, the women have M14s that look like rifles but aren't rifles. It's pretty sad commentary, isn't it, sir?
You're absolutely correct on that. Like I say, I was at West Point, and it's a little bit of history. Again, women today are not allowed to do rifle drills in PT because they simply, if you take the regular M16, A1, A2, they simply cannot do the rifle drill. So they are forbidden because that is a form of demeaning to the female. Secondly, they don't do the fireman's carry. They don't do the run, dodge, and jump, and they don't do the monkey ladders. That was all done away with. But here's what the Army did do. Because when I was active duty, we called this the 3 second wobble. If the typical female holds a rifle for more than 3 seconds, it starts to wobble, which means that she can't hit the target. So that's when, John, they started coming out with the collapsible stocks. It had nothing to do with close quarter combat. They had to reduce the weight of the M16 series rifle. So what they did was they come up with a collapsible stock. And that removed about another 2 to 3 pounds, making it more light so that the female could carry that. That's where the M4, the MP4, and all of them came from. The A4 was to make it less heavy for the woman.
I am shocked and amazed, but maybe I shouldn't be.
Go ahead.
Let's take a caller here. We got a caller. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. Take your phone off mute, Jerry.
Yeah, I just got to that button. Good morning, John. And Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major, right.
I know that you're a Bible scholar, John. And I find it interesting talking about the men and what have you. During the reign of the Israelis and Israel, they always, well, from the time they had the Exodus from Egypt, they took census of the men about 20 and older that were able bear arms and to go to war. They never numbered the women that included them in it. It was always the men throughout the Old Testament history. I'm sorry, ladies. God didn't command Moses and the prophets and the kings to number you women to go to combat. Now, that's not to say that they didn't provide the logistical support, but behind the scenes, but they were not numbered to bear swords, to have spears, be armor bearers, this sort of thing. That's all I want to throw out.
Okay, well, we appreciate your input there, Jerry. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Dan, there's a Chinese expression that many people have heard, death by a thousand cuts. Now, what we're talking about here, there's no single thing that would cause the demise of the Army or cause the demise of our performance, but all these things combined together, it becomes death by a thousand cuts, doesn't it?
It's correct. John, could I give out a reference to some of the stuff we're talking about here? Would that be okay?
Please do. Let's hear it.
Okay, if you go to the dailymail.com on May the 22nd of 2019, there's a very good article by Mrs. Marlena Lentang, L-E-N-T-H-A-N-G, on exactly what we're talking about, okay? If you go there, the Daily Mail, there is a picture there of all the young females, and I think they're a great, great group of American women, but they're in the wrong business, okay? Now, there's a book that was written, and John, I'm sure you're familiar with this. Would you mind if I give this one
out? Let's give it out, yeah.
Okay, the book is by Mr. Edward Bernays, B-E-R-N-A-Y-S. That's Edward Bernays, B-E-R-N-A-Y-S. This book was written in 1923, and it's called Propaganda. And in here, he goes to the, and by the way, he's considered the father of psychological operations in the U.S. military. And he's written several books on how to do what is happening to America today from within. You see, and you're right, one cut alone will not end the U.S. military, but a bunch of cuts will disable you. And that is exactly what is happening to the U.S. right now. We are being undermined by elected representatives along with bureaucratic appointees who, for lack of better words, I will call globalists. And they are hell-bent on destroying this country from within. And unless the American male stands up, it will happen. Now, that said, the reason this article is important on West Point is this past graduation week, as I understand it, and I got different numbers on this, there were 75 different people of color graduates separate from the Caucasians. So we're going, it's split, divide, and conquer. We're going down the wrong road on this.
When you say they're split and separate, I'm not sure what that means, separate from the Caucasians.
What you mean is these people that are leading us, John, are creating divisions between the races in America in order to bring it down. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And basically what I learned in PSYOP school, and if you read this book by Mr. Bernays, he will tell you what I'm saying, is that you have a single political party in the United States with two factions. You have those who want to bring in global communists, that will be the Democrats. And you have the Republicans who want to bring in global fascism. And they bounce off each other every 4 to 8 years to make us believe there are two different parties when they are really not. If you remember back in the 90s when President Clinton was president, Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House, and Speaker pro tem of the Senate was Senator Trent Lott from Mississippi, and they called this the American Revolution, the Republican Revolution. Do you remember that?
Right.
Okay. They're the ones who gave Clinton everything he wanted, including the weapons ban. Now, fast forward to George Bush. We've had a good deal of Republican majority since Bush the second, and what have they done? The Republicans today themselves are doing everything they can to destroy President Trump. And Senator Mitchell just said the other day, there's not going to be any of this and there's not going to be any of that. So what I'm trying to tell your listeners is that you have to prepare for 2024. Forget 2020. There's nothing you can do. But what I would suggest to your people that they would do is re-register as an independent and vote independent in the 2024 election. They have to get out of this Republican and Democratic mindset.
Well, I know a friend of mine is involved with the Independent Party in Missouri, and apparently it's a fast-growing movement that I was not even aware of till fairly recently.
Well, it is here where I'm at here because, see, the Republicans and Democrats, John, have been in power since the 1850s, and they've got a stranglehold on this nation. Now, one thing I want to point out to you is that when you hear a talking head news person interview somebody, they will always say, what does your party say? John, that is a communist philosophy. When they ask a politician, what does your party say or what does your party advocate, that comes straight out of the Moscow training manual for communists.
Really? Okay.
Yes, it does. If you study communism and you understand the excuse me, and you understand the dialectic, and the dialectic means is the implementation of communism. When you start referring to people as party members, when they have the party ahead of the candidate, that is a communist indoctrination technique.
Party comes first, and what the party
wants
comes first.
Yes, it does, and that's what you always hear about. You will always hear somebody on one of the talking head stations, and the first thing they're going to say, well, your party stands for this, and your party stands. When they start throwing that out, that's the dialectic of communism.
Well, I know when I was part of the effort to get Pat Buchanan elected, when it came down to the state convention, the leader of the Buchanan effort got compromised for the good of the party, and
right.
we were all so disappointed and upset. But that is exactly what happened.
Well, you know, it's hard for American people because the American people really believe that they are free and that they are driving the boat, but they are not. They are being herded into globalism. And these so-called parties have been around long enough. It's time for them to go, but you have to change your allegiance to these two parties. Your allegiance should be to the Constitution and the American people, not to the politician. Instead of us asking what the politician he stands for, we should tell him that he works for us because we are a representative constitution. We are not a democracy.
Well, this is where Donald Trump comes in, because all the what I call the country club Republicans, the mainstream Republicans at the top level, they did not take him seriously. They did not believe he would be the candidate. They didn't want him to be the candidate until it was too late. They thought somebody like Jeb Bush would be the candidate, and then, of course, that Hillary would be the president. Jeb Bush, can you imagine somebody with less of a personality that could unite Americans than Jeb Bush? Donald Trump was certainly threw a wrench in all their plans, didn't he?
Yes, he did, because he took them what they didn't understand was between the East Coast and the West Coast, there is a huge, huge, huge amount of people. Would you mind if I go back to something just for a second about the attack upon culture? Would I be able to do that?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
Okay. There was an interesting article in the WorldNet Daily on the new barbarism. And in there it talks about the war that's on the American culture. Okay? Well, what culture are they talking about? They're talking about the Judeo-Christian concept of getting up, going to work, and protecting your country in lieu of the new culture that is coming in, which is you owe me, I want, I'm the victim, you're the oppressor. And if that continues to grow, we are not going to have a country much, much longer.
Well, I agree. WorldNet Daily does some good work, and they've published a lot of good articles over the years. I'm not sure what percentage of people that is, but it's human nature for people to reach out for free things. And it's not surprising how much it takes for people to compromise, but what's surprising is how little it takes, isn't it?
Yes. Well, what's happening here, John, is what they're talking about is standards. They're talking about dividing us amongst our ethnic races. They're talking about dividing men and women. And each person wants his own slice of the pie, and that's called balkanization. If you take two people and put them in a boat, and there's only two bars of candy left, somebody's going to get it all, and the other guy's going to get thrown out of the boat. It's just that simple. And what they're talking about in this article is that at the end of socialism is total barbarianism, and that's where we're going. I just read another article the other day that 53% of all Americans are on some form of state support, state or federal government support, and they have never worked a day in their life, and that is growing. And it cannot continue to do that. Some years ago, there were two Columbia professors came up with a theory. It's called the Clawin Piven concept.
Oh, yes. Yeah, people need to know about this. This is relatively unknown.
Yes, it is. Well, what they did was they said, if you want to destroy a powerful nation and an educated society, what you do is you overload the economic system with people who refuse to work and can work but won't work, and you load the system up, and it will break it economically. And that is exactly what's happened. Now, they're primarily referring to migrants coming into the country who have never paid into the system and will not ever pay into the system. But it's also domestic people who refuse to work, that can work but won't work. And what you do is you overload the system. And that is exactly where we are at right now.
Well, it's an observation that it certainly has a foundation in reality. Going back to that Daily Mail article, what was the name of the author or the title of the article? I'm trying to find it here.
Well, the way I'm looking, it's called the New Barbarism. And
that's,
I think
no,
that this
the Daily Mail, May 22nd.
Oh, the Daily Mail. Hold on. Let me get back to that real quick here for you. Okay.
Well, look it up and give it to me on the telephone here while we're on a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Here's a little song.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 30th magazine with my friend for Dan Page. Dan, are you still there?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, John.
Okay, well, maybe our engineer can turn it up a bit. You were going to look up the title of that article and the author from the Daily Mail, May 22nd?
Okay, here we go. You ready to copy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is the Daily Mail. It's West Point celebrates its most diverse class ever with 34 black female graduates and 19 Hispanic female graduates. Now, let me read that to you again. West Point celebrates its most diverse class ever with 34 black female graduates and 19 Hispanic female graduates. And
right,
that
sir.
Is written, and that is May the 22nd, 2009. It's by Mrs. Marlena Lenthang, L-E-N-T-H-A-N-G.
L-E-N-T-H?
A-N-G.
A-N-G, okay.
Now,
amazing. I mean, you've been 2019. You said 2009.
2019, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Well, the military has become a large, massive experiment in social engineering, hasn't it, sir?
Yes, it has, and it's not going to end till the patriots in this country stand up. See, there's something in the Army, and you're getting ready to see this all across the country. It's called shaming. It's something that's not necessarily illegal, but you shouldn't say it because it makes people feel uncomfortable. And so you're not allowed to say anything about these differences that the military is now advocating. If you're in the military on deployment at the FOBs, that's Forward Operating Base, every 15 minutes, you will hear a commercial, military commercial, on how great diversity is.
Really?
But the bad guy is always the Caucasian male, always, without exception. You will hear them talk about report something if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel bad. In other words, they're shaming the culture of America from speaking the truth, be it black, white, purple, green, whatever. They don't want you talking about the truth because the truth hurts, and hurts cause hurt feelings.
Amazing. Dan, the whole second hour is opened up. My second hour guest has a conflict, and if you have the time, we would be more than glad to have you stick with us another half hour or the full second hour.
Well, I don't know if I can go the full 2 hours, but I can go at least another half hour if you want.
Okay, well, we'll do that because we got a top of the hour break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. So the place for social experimentation is where it could do no harm. But when you mess around with the national defense, which is what they've been doing now for decades with social experimentation, the harm could be the demise of our country, couldn't it?
Yes, it is. See, the Army right now, John, is in the process of revamping its APFT. They're going to get away from the two-mile run push-ups and setups, and they're trying to come up with this new gladiator type of the PT test where you roll tires around, pick up weight. But,
well,
but it's not going to
be... Let's talk about that after the top of the hour break. We'll be right there.
Okay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.